Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Chris Rock's on hold. Madagascar 3. What is it? Europe's Most Wanted? Is that what it's called? It's a long title for a children's movie. $35.5 million over the weekend. Destroyed everything again.
And then like 60-something million last weekend?
Yeah, again. No, it's doing real well.
Yeah. Chris Rock is on the phone. Hey, man.
Hello.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
So is this...
Love Toronto.
Is this the Down with Rock of Ages tour that you're doing right now?
No, this is the... Hey, keep going out to see Madagascar 3 tour right now.
Chris, I took my goddaughter to see Madagascar 3 last week, and I got to tell you, the Afro Circus song embedded in my brain.
Wherever I go, kids start singing it to me. Parents get mad at me. It's like, look what you've done. I hear the song all day.
How much of this? This movie opened huge last weekend.
Yeah, like 60-something million.
Like, did 60-something million? You knew it was going to be big. Did you know it was going to be that big?
I didn't know. I mean, you know, normally by 3, people are just kind of... Like, people are like, I'll see it on DVD.
Well, normally, like, 3 goes straight to DVD, and then 4, they do maybe another theater run with it. But this is, I can't believe how much money this thing made.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually better than the first two. And the first two are pretty good, but this one, I don't know. It looks better. It sounds better. We got great new characters in this one. You know, like Toy Story 3 was like that too. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe how good this thing is.
How much time did you actually spend in a sound booth recording all of your parts for the movie?
All of my parts, I'm going to guess about 10 four-hour sessions. So I guess 40 hours, that would be about 40 hours.
Do they do the animation first and then... you kind of read along with what you see on the screen, or do they do that stuff afterwards?
No. They put you in first, and they animate around you. And they have a camera on your, like, every feature of your face, like one camera on your mouth and one on your nose and one on your eyes. And so they can make the character kind of, like, move like you when he talks.
After your speech that you did at the awards show talking about how bogus doing voiceover animation is it hard to kind of do something like this and play off that, you know, that it was a big deal?
I mean, hey, it is bogus when you compare it to work.
Right.
You know, you're in a studio right now. It's lovely. Somebody's got to clean that studio up at the end of the day. That person is working. That guy's working, okay? So, you know, if you spilled some coffee, you don't necessarily have to clean it. Somebody's got to come in there and clean up your spill. That person's working. Me getting, you know, gobs of money for... You know, over 3 years to do a cartoon for 40 hours, meanwhile people are working 70 hours a week. You know, I can't really call, you know, I can't really call my job work.
How many kids you got?
I got 2 kids.
How old are they?
10 and 8.
When you started having kids and they started to get around this age, is that when you, does doing movies like this mean something different now?
Well, it means, like, they can see something I do.
Yeah.
It's important that they see something, or else you're just leaving the house. They think you're, you know, I don't know where they think you're going. So
completely different. Dude, I'll tell you right now, first movie I ever saw with you in it compared to this, first movie was New Jack City. So completely different from that, man.
Right. The guy, the crackhead from New Jack City is a lovable zebra.
Have you made a list in your head of which movies you're going to allow your kids to see first, second, third, fourth, and fifth in a perfect world?
Like, my oldest is 10, and you got to figure... In a year or two, they're going to be sneaking stuff at their friends' houses. You know
what
I mean?
Like New Jack City.
Exactly. You know, it's not even 600 days away she's going to see New Jack City. You know it.
Dude, listen, I loved Madagascar 3. My goddaughter loves it.
Good.
Chris Rock, thank you so much, man. Madagascar 3 is still in theaters right now. You have a great day, dude.
You too.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on Kiss 92.5.